Blog Talk Radio.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Shiga Shine in the building with your boy Ron Stone. It's MMEO. Let them know,
MMEO.
You feel me? Episode number
46.
We got a special guest in the building, man. Your boy Rob, man. It's a Book Apparel, man. We're going to let him introduce himself, man, you feel me, and let you know, you know what I'm saying? Let y'all know why he's here, man, and what he got to offer.
Yo, what's good with it, man? This is Rob with the Book Apparel. Originated from Seaside, California. Trying to let people know what's up with the word Sabug and try to get it out there, you know what I'm saying? Thanks for having me on the show, fellas. I appreciate it.
Off top, man. Appreciate your time. Appreciate you coming, you know what I'm saying, to talk to us, man.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Appreciate you, you know, taking the time out. But, see, listeners, you know, I'm going to let you guys know. I know Rob, you know, we work with each other, good peoples. Now, you know, he's an entrepreneur. He's over here, got his own clothing line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we met when he was showing me this. Oh, man, you guys got to check it out and stuff. But, yeah, he's got great clothing line.
Mm-hmm.
That's out. What you think, Shane?
You know what I'm saying? I put in the order already. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're looking out.
Warriors color shirt, man. But, you know what I'm saying? So let the people know real quick, Rob, because, you feel me, your designs and your name and stuff like that has meaning to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so let the people know what it's got to do with your heritage,
yeah.
With your, you know what I'm saying?
Let them know. Let them know, Rob.
What you represent, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. So, Sabug, it's a funny term, man, because we're originated from, you know, Filipino and shit. And
mm-hmm.
It's one of them things where it's their slang for being high, but more tweaked out.
Right.
Being a new generation, born and raised in Cali, with weed being legal, you know, I had to sit there and try to introduce it in another way.
Mm-hmm.
And Sabug is just another term for being high or just, you know, just living life, you know what I'm saying? Living that Sabug life, you know? Drama-free and shit, and just try to stay positive with everything, you know what I'm saying? And as far as the logo go, yeah, you know what it is. It's a weed leaf, but of course I had to put a little twist in it. I had to, you know, put a little Filipino twist in it and introduce it that way, so that way everybody know what's up.
You feel me? Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. Cause yeah, man, that's, you know what I'm saying, and it's dope also too. I just wanna say first and foremost, meeting somebody, you know what I'm saying, out here in Vegas. You know what I'm saying? Back from home, man.
Oh yeah,
you know
man,
what I'm
for
saying?
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Daily
likewise.
Myself, man. So you know what I'm saying? So it's good, you know what I'm saying? Collaborating, you feel me? Because I be telling people, man, they don't be knowing, man. A little Manila?
Hey!
Oh, yeah, man. It be cracking out there, man.
That's not fog, man. That's rice cookers opening up every morning.
Good,
man.
Good food.
I haven't been out there, but I got to go out there. It sounds like fun. That's definitely.
Man. You got to hit a beach something, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
Some of that good authentic food out there, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like that, you know what I'm saying? That's the thing about it, though, too, man. It'd be a little bit hard to find certain restaurants out here, man, you feel me, compared to home, man.
Oh, man. Okay, cool. So, Rob, tell me, what made you want to start this business?
To be honest, man, it started back in Cali. I was managing Lid, a hat store.
Mm-hmm.
They hooked me up with an embroidery machine.
Mm.
Took off from there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Started just doing hats, embroidering hats, and
got some juices for them.
Yeah, you know, came out to Vegas, and I was like, you know what? Let's try to make another size, extra way to make some extra money, and why not just try to continue on with the clothing line, you know?
Straight up.
It's another way for people to rock and represent, and to be honest, it's free advertising. You walking billboard, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's how you gotta do it sometimes. learn to hustle like they did in the Bay. outside your trunk, you know what I mean?
And you creating a brand straight up too, because it's like, you feel me, like you giving the people, you feel me, a flag to represent, you know what I'm saying, but in a different way.
Yeah, you know, I want to also just kind of let the Filipino community and the crowd be like, yo, man, we get it, but we got to also let our parents know it's a new generation. Weed's legal. It's medicinal. It helps out with a lot of things that goes on wrong with people.
Mm-hmm.
My mom finally accepted it, and that's a big step for me.
Man, how is that? How did she finally accept?
Because of the fact that Facebook, man, I started posting the positive of what marijuana can do, CBD.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to be high to enjoy the benefits of marijuana.
Right.
Because, like I said, there's CBD out there. That's just,
let them know.
No THC. Know. Look, man, weed's not what it is. And if someone can go there and want to drink a beer in the morning, why can't somebody just light a joint?
I mean,
you know, there's people out there that can usually really be more productive off marijuana.
Fact.
And I've seen people do it. I do it myself, to be honest. Keep it 100.
No.
Smoke a blunt. Go to the gym. More focus. You know what I mean? Yo,
yeah.
Real talk. So, to my Filipino crowd out there that's listening, yo, man, don't be ashamed of it. Let your parents know. They gotta understand. Well, sometime. And that's.
Yeah. That's it, man. It's not crack.
It's not crack. It's a plant that has a side effect: happy, hungry, sleepy. You've never seen somebody go there and kill somebody off of marijuana.
Damn.
There's no point in it.
Side note, I'm ordering a baby, you feel me, a baby onesie with that saying on there. Say that one more time.
Happy, hungry, sleepy. Sabog.
Damn.
You know, and to the parents out there, look, y'all got to understand. That's a baby's lifestyle. Happy, hungry, sleepy. It's an adult lifestyle. Happy, hungry, sleepy. You know what I'm saying? That's a bug life. That's that weed life. You gotta let people understand it's not one of them things that it's a bad drug. It's just a plant.
Yeah. So, that's cool. So, what made you want to get into the clothing line?
Oh, man. Like I said, man, I wanted people to be out there and just represent it, show it off, and let people know about that football, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With weed being more legal, be proud that you smoke weed.
Yeah.
There's people out there that's proud that they get drunk every day. You know what I'm saying? So why can't we do it the same way as marijuana?
Talk about sibling, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to push it as a positive way. Yo, man, it's a book.
And then so... Also, another question, like, so around when did you start? Like, when did you, like, officially start taking it serious?
Yeah.
So, see, 2009 is when I really established it. Mm-hmm. That's when the term Sabog really was like, I was like, you know what? Just let people know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I never had a logo. Really, it was just more of a term to try to let people know. And a couple years later, one day, it clicked. Showed Ron what was going on with it, and he was like, yo, that's a dope fucking logo.
Right.
Yeah, you know, so from then on, I was like, it's something I gotta let people know, man. Like, I represent my pride, but I also represent that sabog, like that high life. You know, I smoke weed, I ain't ashamed of it.
And then, so, like, say, like, around when you made the logo, is that where, like, did that give you, like, more confidence to really, like, push it, or, like, did you already have the drive before?
Nah, you know what? With making the logo, that's what drives me more,
because
then it can relate to a lot of people. Everybody said it like, yo, that's a weed leaf. I'm like, yo, that's also a stars and sun from the Filipino flag.
Right.
Like, that's a good unique combination, you know. And
that was a great idea.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that clicked up. You know, a lot of people wear different culture shirts every day.
Mm-hmm.
So why not also expand to the Filipino culture, you know what I'm saying?
Right, man. It's a symbol that's going to make people proud.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And that's what I'm trying to do, is just like trying to make people proud of what the logo is, what it represents, and it's not what it used to be.
And then, so did you have a lot of support from like people, like your family or people you know?
You know what, man? You know, that's what actually made it, because when my family saw it and they kind of understood, you know, at first, being high around them, it was like, you know, any household they frowned upon.
Right, right.
I'm a grown-ass man.
Right.
You know, we're going to do what I want. I pay my bills.
Right. And I still love you.
Yeah, you know, so it was just one of those things where they're like, well, he knows what he's doing. And he's smart about it. He's being successful about it. You know what I mean? And
handling business.
If I can sit there and have my mom rock the brand and, like, and it was funny because my mom told me the story. She goes, what does Sabog mean? I was like, come on, mom. You don't know. She goes, I don't remember. And then I told her, and she goes, are you serious? She goes, I was walking around the Filipino store, and everybody looking at me in my shirt, and I'm like, it's cool, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you walking around representing your son's brand. Like,
right,
yeah, there's Sabog on it, and yeah, they know that it's something bad during their era.
Their era.
But, you know what I mean? It's a new era.
It's a new day.
It's a new day, you know what I mean?
So, what's the future for your business, for this brand? You got anything going on right now?
Actually, yeah, man. So, I actually kind of wanted to expand it to try to do and expand it to, like, accessories, houseware, from pillows to blankets, towels.
And so real quick, so you know, right now, what products do you sell right now?
So right now I got a bunch of hoodies and t-shirts. I also just released the houseware line. Okay. I got a water canister on there, plus two coffee mugs.
Okay.
You know, you gotta start your day off the book, man. Like,
yeah, man. You know what I mean?
We got a joint and a cup of coffee. Like,
you feel me?
Man, I'm telling you, it's a new era, and it is what it is. Yeah. And I hope, you know, the new generation and the older generation learns to accept it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And like you said, where are you trying to expand to? What you trying to use that?
Also from there, you know what I mean? And backpacks and.
Oh yeah.
Just from clothing to houseware and then hopefully accessories. You know, I got some hats that I'm trying to drop also. So just keep moving, you know what I mean? Anything that I can sit there and represent my logo, I'm going to throw it on there, you know what I mean?
That part.
And I hope you guys support it, you know, represent it, and it's just all love, you know what I mean?
That part, man. You got to, man. You feel me? Where can I get your stuff at?
So you can check out the website, sabogapparel.com. That's a SABOGAPPARELcom.
Oh, yeah.
You can also find me on Instagram, Sabog_apparel. And, yeah, man, over there, you follow us. That's where you'll see all the new updates, the new stuff that's going to be dropping soon. So, man, I hope you follow and share.
Oh, yeah.
Most definitely.
So, a little something that we'll be asking the business owners and anybody that we interview.
Yeah.
So what's your thoughts about procrastination and motivation? Let's go with procrastination first.
Hey, you know what? Let me tell you something about that. And this is for real. So with me being a business owner and especially a clothing line, I do this myself. I don't really have a team that I hired or anybody. A lot of design creation and just hard work really come from me. So, and I'm not gonna lie, working a regular 9-to-5 job, you will get your little procrastination sometime, and sometimes you will sit there and have a roadblock. And I've been through times where one whole week, one whole month, and I couldn't even think of nothing. One day I told myself, you know what, I gotta snap out of it. Walked outside, turned on the TV, saw something that I saw. I was like, man, I can turn that into a logo. I can turn that into a design. And then, you know, yeah, procrastination, it sucks, but you got to push yourself. You know, if you have a team there, make sure that team's in there pushing you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're, as an owner, as the face of the company, you got to have somebody that's going to back you up. So for me right now, I got support and love from my homies and my family, you know what I mean? So I sit there and send them some designs, some stuff to see how it looked, and they give me the feedback. You know, but when you don't have that really personal drive or that assistant or the homie that's really backing you up, pushing you, yeah, it's hard.
So, say, what would your advice be to somebody that just, like, they got that, like, they got the itch, they got the dream, but they just, you feel me, they don't got necessarily the support. Like, what would you be, like, your advice would be, like, to battle that procrastination, to be, like, you feel me, like you said, like, it don't, everybody, you know, wakes up at a different time or whatever like that,
yeah.
But.
So, I put it like this. You wake up every day, and you know you had a mindset of being a business owner, whether clothing line or whatever. You wake up every day, you succeed. You got to push yourself. You look yourself in the mirror, remember, you're the winner.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You can't be successful without doing the job yourself.
Hello.
A lot of the business owners out there, they did their 9-to-5. If you don't love what you're doing and not doing it for 48 hours a week and loving it,
yeah,
then that's not a business that you should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
You got to love what you're doing. Whether you got a regular 9-to-5, you get off work, you take a little free time, you get back to work on your business.
So how much time you put in your business during the week?
So with the regular 9-to-5, I try to at least put an additional at least 4 or 5 hours, whether I'm sitting there tweaking a design
a day,
yeah,
or during
at
the
least
week.
I try to
or
do it a day.
Okay.
You know, so a weekly, I try to do at least 20 hours a week.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
something's better than nothing.
You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, yeah, I get weekends off, but maybe I saw something, I'm like, you know what? I can put a couple hours in.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not doing it, you're not doing it.
You know, I have this one saying, something happens, nothing doesn't.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because at least you did something, but if you did nothing, then you won't see no.
You're still stuck at where you just started at. You know what I mean? You woke up and didn't do nothing. You know what I mean?
At least an hour. That's why I tell at least put in an hour. Then from that hour, if you want to put in 2 hours, go ahead.
Yeah. Because you know what? I figure like this. Sometimes
going.
Sometimes I'll get lost, and next thing you know, it's 11 o'clock. I'm like, damn, man, I'm staring at my computer, but I got a lot of stuff done.
Right.
And you know, one thing too is you got to have money to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, this is your business, so you got to put your time and money into it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't expect a good turnout, you know, or a good payout the first year. You know, if you're looking for a payout the first year, you're doing it wrong.
No.
You know, you just got to remember is, all right, man, if you made $500 that year, figure out a way how to double it the next year.
Right.
It's a slow process, but yo, you know, if you had that mindset of, look, I made $500, my next goal is $1,000, you might push past that goal.
Mm-hmm.
And then your next year mindset, double that.
Yeah, you always want to double up.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And it's just good to try to be a minority with the self-business, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Having your own business and all that.
Business-minded.
Yeah, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, typical, stereotypical Filipino, they want you to be a nurse or doctor. No offense to my nurses, doctors out there. Hey, you know what I mean? Got love for y'all. And a mailman. But, you know, we gotta follow our own dreams. And that's another thing, too. Follow your own dream. Don't stick to one mindset, you know?
Get out that box that train of thought that where I was thinking, oh, I gotta work somewhere to be, that's like comfort zone right there.
Yeah,
get out that comfort zone.
Yeah.
And step outside the box, you know, and make stuff happen.
That's
because everybody else is.
Yeah, that's why I try to live off that, you know, jack of all trades. You know, master or none, because you know what I mean? I try to expand and try to learn everything. Why not?
That part.
You know, you know, as my birthday coming up, I don't feel like I'm getting older. I feel like I'm leveling up.
Oh, shoot. Chicas Bonitas.
You know what I'm saying?
Chicas Bonitas.
What's the plan for the birthday, man?
You know, about to head out to Cali. About to kick it with my folks. Man. About to see my little god kids, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're going to be out there when this is going to be aired.
Oh, yeah, man. Hey.
Saturday.
Yeah? That's what's up.
Oh,
man,
sure. Happy birthday.
Hey, I'm going to let them hear you. I mean,
real quick, you got some shout outs. You want to give them some early shout outs to your folks, man. So when they hear this, man, you feel me?
Hey, so first off, shout out to my moms. If it wasn't for her and her support, you know what I'm saying? Wouldn't be here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Good job.
To my folks out there in Seaside, to my folks that have been there since day one, D-Boy, Frank, Lope, Nut, y'all know who you are, man. We're going to keep riding this till we succeed and just be rich, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that's the goal, man.
Successful, be happy.
Generational wealth.
Yeah, man. Live a happy life, you know what I mean? And you got to understand, it's rich is different from wealth. And if y'all know what I'm talking about, you know.
Break it down, man. Break it
so,
down.
You know, you can always be rich. But wealth makes your family rich. It makes the generation after you rich. You die today, your family still got the same money, you know what I'm saying?
Talk to me.
That's that wealth. So you have that mindset. You get a paycheck. Like Shaq said, you get a paycheck, cut that in half. That half you have, put it aside. You take the other half, cut that in half. Now you got half to play with, and you got the other half to pay your bills. Remember, you got to leave money for the next generation, the kids of the future. We might not be there.
Leave a legacy.
Yeah, we might not be there to see the change, but, you know, all we can do is just show them the way.
And so bringing up Shaq, right, because he is definitely a brilliant, you feel me, businessman. He simplifies the group. So who are some of your, like, your entrepreneurship, your business inspirations? Like, who's, like, some of the people that, like, inspired you to be like, you know what, you feel me?
Hey, you know what, it's funny. There wasn't really no one really sat there and inspired me, and I'm going to keep it 100.
Mentor,
it was just one of those things where, like,
soaking up game.
It was just soaking up game, you know what I'm saying? See what it is and see what's out there. And
from who was there?
Just life, man. Just life experience, like, man, you know?
Certain things here and there.
Certain things you hear, you know, and it was just...
to you, huh?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't graduate high school. I got my GED, but I learned a lot of stuff, you know, with street knowledge. Yep. Being out in the world, having life experience, you know what I'm saying? Fucking up in life, learning from that. Like, if you don't sit there and mess up in life, you'll never learn nothing.
Yep.
You know, like they said, you give a man a fish, he eat for one day. You teach a man a fish, he eat for a lifetime.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I like that saying.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta have that hunger to, like, and like I said, hunger and have that tenacity to teach.
Mm-hmm. And patience.
You know? And patience.
But also drive and accountability.
Yep.
Yep.
That too. Drive and accountability. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you mess up.
Consistency.
Admit to it.
And so another thing too, like I say, which, like, your drive and your discipline, you know what I'm saying? Where would you say, like, that derived from in your life? You know what I'm saying? Does that come from, like, moms and stuff? Or that
so,
from, like, your family?
Growing up, I used to help my folks clean restaurants at 5 years old. Mm. You know, my dad was a chef at two of the restaurants. My mom worked at the candy store right next door. So, you know, trying to feed six kids is extra income. But of course, we had to help. So waking up at 3, 4 in the morning to go clean restaurants, to sit there being 5 years old, cleaning bathrooms, yo, it sucked, but it gave me good good work ethic.
Yeah, straight up.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it teaches you.
Yeah.
And then what really humbled me was actually visiting the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, visiting a third world country and living in the United States, you see and you realize the difference and the struggle that they go through compared to the lifestyle that we go through.
Right.
And any third world country.
You realize the problems over here, like, ain't really...
Ain't really,
like,
you know
that.
What? Yeah, exactly. I realize that my problems here is not, it's petty compared to what's going on in any third world country.
Right. Yeah.
So... And I got family out there, so it's one of those things where if this company gets successful,
yeah.
Yo, man, I can help my family out there, you know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
And
straight
with the Philippines, up. Though, you know, you got crazy some terrifying shit. Hey, no offense to you, but, man, you can't be killing people off weed, man. Yeah. Like, yo, I get it.
I have to agree with that.
I get it, man, but, yo, It's not as bad as you think. Like I said, just learn, do research. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Alright, before the closing, let the listeners know about what you think about motivation. You know, motivate our listeners out here to...
You gotta have that drive. You gotta make sure that you know what you wanna do for the rest of your life. You know, you're in control of your destiny. You're writing the book. You're brought into this world as a fresh book. All you got to do is just keep writing, and at the end of the book, that's how you end your chapter.
Like that.
Don't matter how old you are, too.
Man.
If you have the tenacity and drive, keep going.
Never too old to learn.
Never too old to learn, and you're never too old to hustle.
That works.
Yeah, there's always money to be made.
Yeah, there's money for everybody in this world.
No expiration date for knowledge.
Never an expiration date for knowledge. And you know what I mean? Just stay positive. The world's good, but if you can't stay positive yourself, you know, you're just gonna be drug in.
Mm-hmm. You can't fit into that.
Yeah.
Definitely can't fit into that, man. Man, so with that being said too, man, just a quick reminder, man, just let the people know once again where they can get this Sabog Apparel.
Yeah, so you can get Sabog Apparel at sabogapparel.com, and also follow us on IG, Sabog_apparel. And like I said, there you'll find all the new stuff that we'll be dropping. I'll be dropping some new stuff on my birthday, April 1st.
Hey.
So check that out. Here's a little hint. Hey, Rastafari.
Hey.
So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, for all the love and support, hey, I appreciate it. Hey. All it takes is a click, a like, and a share. Even if you can't buy nothing. Support your local businesses. That's one main thing.
That part.
If you can sit there and spend money on the rich, from Gucci to Louis, yo, you can spend money on your homies.
Period.
You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, your homies are supposed to be the one that's supporting your brand. Your homies, your family, they should be the first one that's buying it.
That's who pocket's supposed to matter to.
That's where the pocket's supposed to matter. Now, to everybody else, no disrespect. And I hope y'all take this lighthearted, but we can't make money when y'all ask for a discount or ask for a plug. Why not sit there and buy a product? Hey, I appreciate it. Here's something to... for the support.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come on. Louis and them didn't make it rich like that.
Like you said, you can't go to Burberry. You can be talking about, can I get a discount?
Yeah, can I get a discount? You know what I'm saying? But look, hey, follow us on IG. You see when I drop discount coupons, yo. I love for all our people that look for discounts.
Y'all gotta check them out on IG.
Hey. That means you gotta stay tuned. You gotta stay tuned. Pay attention, man. Like you said, man, drop some likes, you feel me? Drop the support, show love, you feel me?
Yeah, that's all it is, you know, and to everybody else that you know that has their own business, y'all got a bunch of followers that they don't follow or that follow you, show that support. Share it on your page one time, you know what I'm saying?
That part too, yeah, share it off top, man.
Share this MMEO. Go check them out. They're doing a good thing out there, you know what I'm saying? Motivating the kids for the future.
You feel me?
Yo, definitely with business owners like you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just motivating the youth, you know, we want you to be entrepreneurs also, have a business mindset, you know, financially motivated, you know, and do smart things in life, you know. Quit, for us minorities, you know, we need to stop being the ones that has messed up credit, you know.
Right. Right.
Yeah, we gotta show people, yo.
Yeah, we gotta start building good habits. You feel me? And teach the kids.
You can fix your credit. I guarantee you.
Oh yeah.
It don't take much. You know what I mean? Just take the steps.
You'll
get out of it.
It might just take a phone call.
It could just take a phone call.
A couple little payments.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sometimes we wish that the parents dropped us the knowledge growing up, but hey. They didn't know what they were doing either.
That part.
You know what I'm saying? So,
They improv.
You know what I mean?
Crazy. Because
I'm 4 years old with a phone number, a phone line under my name. What?
What you mean I can't get cable?
Man. But yeah, man, it's been fun. Thanks, Rob, for coming to the Let Them Know.
Hey, MMA thanks for having me.
Man, appreciate you, man.
Man, you dropped a lot of knowledge, man. I wish you the best of luck with your business.
Yes, sir.
Man, your clothing line is cool. It's different, you know. Mm-hmm. Please support them. Check them out.
And I'm going to say like this, you feel me? You don't have to be Filipino to buy his product.
Hey, that's what's up. Let me let that out there, too.
Throw that out there, too, you feel me? I'm not Filipino, you feel me? But I support and I'm rocking it. You feel me? I got my warrior shirt, you know what I'm talking about?
The island is way.
So just for everybody else, too, you feel me? Don't be shocked.
Yeah, man, exactly. You know what I mean? I just want to let them know. Because it's Filipino logo and all that, yo, it's for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
For everybody to show love, you know what I'm saying? It's all love. No disrespect. Like I said, I'm a minority myself. You know what I'm talking about?
All right, y'all. Every first and third Saturday at 12 p.m. Let them know. MMEO show.
Let them know.
Later.
Tuning out.
All right, man. I'm out, bruh.